Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm okay.
It's been a while since I've seen you, since last Sunday, Game of Thrones.
I was at your house yesterday.
I was trying to give you them the illusion that we don't hang out at all.
Can't get anything past me.
No, you sure can't. Yeah, we had a fire last night. That was fun.
That's why everyone calls me the wall.
Is that why?
Yep.
That's the only reason, huh? Because nothing gets past you.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally.
No one's ever climbed me.
I have. Definitely. There's definitely been drunk nights, right?
And I'm sure you. I had, like, you know, something in both hands. And you were like, you're not even fighting back.
And come on, dude.
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's do this. I haven't really seen any new trailers or any new news. Have you?
I did.
Whoa, what?
It too.
Oh yeah, that did drop, and I did see that, and I posted that to our. Yeah, I think I tagged you in that Twitter post, right?
Dope. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think?
That looks fucking sick,
dude. Bill Hader is Richie. I love that casting. The person they got for Bethany, or what's the girl's name? Starts with a B. Beverly.
Beverly.
She looks good.
Is it Chastain?
Yeah, I think you might be right. And then James McAvoy is old Bill. That's tight.
He looks all fried out.
I'm super pumped, yeah. I guess in this one, what they're doing is like the... Oh, God, hang on one second. I'm going to give the correct names instead of just like that dude. In the book, one person stays behind in Derry and kind of like takes in all of the history and figures out like why it is.
Wouldn't that be Ben?
No, Ben goes off to be a fucking, God damn it, an architect.
Oh.
And, like, yeah, they all have super fucking, like, high-paying jobs and shit like that. Man, where's this dude's name?
Just to come back to Derry and fight a fucking demon.
Yeah, you know. He's not listed in this. Oh, Mike, the black kid?
He stays there. Oh, yeah, because it's family business.
And I guess in this one, he fucking, like, takes a bunch of drugs, and that's how he, like, gets onto the other side of, like, trying to figure out how to...
Trips his way back to, like, a solution.
Yeah, exactly. Because they do, in the book, they do this thing where they make a Native American smokehouse, and then it's supposed to induce a trip.
Oh, like peyote almost, or ayahuasca?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But it's through the smoke and through asphyxiation.
Like, we can go to that plane.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they figure it out. And that's also when Bill, like, sees the turtle. That vomited the universe and shit like that, and the turtle kind of helps him out fighting it and stuff. Yeah, I'm very excited to see how the second one goes, and I really, really, really hope that they release like an ultra cut of it to where like it the old stuff is happening with the younger stuff, because that's how the book plays. Like they'll spend some time with the kids, and they'll go meet where the adults are coming into town and shit like that.
They will, or we'll make it.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if there's going to be, like, the director said there's a possibility I might do that. Because a lot of people were really upset when they heard of that it was going to be two chapters, young and old. Because, like, the book revolves around the playoff of both.
Yeah.
The miniseries was very close to that. But, yeah. No, and fucking Pennywise looks so sick.
So sick. And he's like, nothing, or the old lady, she's like, nothing ever really dies.
That was so, yeah, if it dies in Derry, it doesn't really die. You're like, what the fuck? And then, like, her, like, weird movements in the background, that kind of, like, sped up camera, but, like, everything else is normal. That was tight. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Very, very, very excited. What else did we see? Do you see any other trailers?
That was the only one I can recall.
Detective Pikachu's doing pretty well.
Solid.
Yeah.
John Wick got, like, a near-perfect score.
98.
Yeah.
98, bro.
Fuck. Yeah, dude.
That came out this weekend, too?
I don't know.
Because Pikachu definitely came out. I really want to see that in theaters. That looks like a blast.
Fun time. Bulbasaur's in it.
Dude, all of them.
Yeah. Mewtwo.
The mime. Yeah. When I saw Mewtwo in the last trailer, I was like, that is fucked up.
Like, Mewtwo above everyone. I'm like, oh, yeah, he is like a god Pokemon.
There's a new Spider-Man trailer, too, that I guess like kind of gives spoilers to Endgame. So I'm assuming that this one takes place after Endgame then.
Yeah, it warns you to not watch it until you've seen Endgame.
Yeah, because a lot of people were saying that, oh, I think this is going to happen. Like, they're coming back from that bus trip when Endgame or when Infinity War starts. That's the end of
their
homecoming
time away,
but yeah, apparently not.
Don't watch that if you haven't seen Endgame.
Yeah, fucking Endgame. So I think about that movie a lot too.
I bet you do.
I don't really see anything else newsworthy or anything like that. Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone re-releasing in black and white.
I read that. Neil Blomkamp is tagged as the director for the new RoboCop.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Written by the original guy.
That takes place after one.
And then wipes away the other.
The two and three.
Crap, yeah.
And the TV show.
And the new one.
Oh, yeah, duh. Well, the new one was supposed to be a reboot anyways.
Throw that garbage away, too.
Oh, man, it's so strange.
They're like, his little human hands at the end of a robot. Why keep them?
Yeah, I don't know. I do dig that they're taking this like from the first movie on.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what happens there. I don't know how like people are going to receive that, though, because like, RoboCop has like a very special place in our hearts, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yes.
But like, I don't think like the kids these days like are revisiting the first RoboCop.
I think it's for us.
True.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want like the whole world to see it like Endgame.
Well, I think that's what they were going for with the PG-13 version.
So they
were like, that didn't quite work. Can we make a passion project out of a revamp?
Yeah.
With the right director and the writer saying that he desires this type of director.
Yeah, it is strange like how like a lot of the, instead of like rebooting stuff, they're taking like, oh, I heard about this, fucking Rambo.
Yeah.
Rambo 5, you know what it's called?
No.
Last Blood.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, it should be called Old Blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's old as hell, yeah.
He's old as fuck, man.
But yeah, Rambo Last Blood is coming.
Like, his muscles want to give up.
Yeah, he looks pretty old. But, I mean, he's still, like, in Creed. And, did you see Creed 2 yet?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come? You have just no desire?
No, not yet.
Wow.
It'll come to a stream.
It's, you're like, yeah. I can't even go to Family Vid, order a pizza, and get it for free.
No. When there's other movies?
Like, what? There's not really that much good shit out right now on DVD.
Freaking, there's one I want to rent, the, oh, God, Lego Movie 2.
Yeah, the second one, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That one was like, yeah, it's all right, not great. Not like the Lego movie, you know, just more of that.
Just more of the same?
Yeah, so it didn't really, like, you know, light the world on fire like the first one does. Everything is awesome.
Kind of like Deadpool to Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 1, I feel, is a very superior movie to Deadpool 2. You don't agree?
No, I do, but
okay.
The second one didn't light the world on fire like the first one.
That's, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because we already seen it. But, man, that little leg scene in the second one is
very
fucking
cute, very
awesome.
Funny. Yeah.
Stop showing me your baby dick.
don't look away.
Yeah, so, but it's neat that, like, in this day and age that instead of getting reboots, well, we still get reboots, but they're continuing the storyline, like Creed and Creed 2, like Rambo, like the new Indiana Jones with fucking, he's coming back, Harrison Ford.
Dude, he could barely run in the Infinity Skulls or whatever the hell it was called.
Crystal
Skulls. There were a lot of shots that was like just him taking two steps towards running and then someone else running the rest.
Yeah, and then fucking the stunt double.
All right, shoot it from behind.
I don't know. It's just in the new Ghostbusters that takes place. It's a continuation of the story. It's not
strange.
The reboot. People were very upset that the girls weren't getting a second movie. Which, did you see Ghostbusters?
No.
You haven't seen the all-female cast one?
No, I think I've seen parts of it, but no.
Dude, you should watch it. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay.
I mean,
rent it for me then.
What the fuck? You can get it, like I
what
said.
What are you talking about?
Order a pizza, rent it for free.
I don't have pizza money. Really? Look like some sort of pizza money hanging off trees?
Yes, you do. Just the other day, you're like, yeah, I just ordered a pizza, got Aquaman. I'm like, you've seen Aquaman.
Yeah, but I wanted an adventure.
Yeah, yeah. And it is neat that, like, Marvel and DC now are, like, our adventure movies. There's, like, not, like, really adventure movies being made other than comic books.
No, the Percy Jacksons didn't do good.
Ooh. Man, I really...
The freaking lightning
beams. I really liked Percy Jackson. The
cool.
first one.
Yeah, I know. I can see it.
Fucking...
When I think about that movie, I think
of
you.
A lot of CGI monsters. Yeah. So neat. So cool looking.
So neat. So...
Dude,
what is it called? Shallow.
So, what?
Nothing
nah,
to
dude,
it.
It's fucking...
Oh, you also like The Magician's Apprentice with Vin Diesel. And
never
like,
even heard of that.
You also probably like you know, I, Frankenstein.
No, I did not like I, Frankenstein. I was really bummed about fucking Dracula Untold, too, because I was pumped for that movie. And that movie's like not bad, but that was supposed to be the first Universal Monster movie to reboot their franchise, their dark universe. Of like the Mummy, Dracula, and all that stuff. But dude, Dracula Untold was sick. Do you remember it?
I don't remember it.
You should watch that too. You're gonna forget all these movies I'm telling you to watch.
For sure. For sure.
Tony's all hopped up on fucking prescription lozenges.
Oh yeah. I'm numb to the gills because I got a sore throaty.
Sore throaty. Look at him podcasting.
Look at me over here
people.
Just fucking just on my hands and knees giving it to our fucking loving, loving listeners.
Did I ever show you that fucking first look at Godzilla on HBO?
Yeah.
It's like 6 minutes long.
Yeah,
we
watched
it last Sunday. Okay. Dude, that
looks
shit.
So tasty.
My God, I'm so pumped.
It's going to be a lot. I swear to God, if we're only getting clips from the last 6 minutes of that film.
Oh, it's like the
like the first one.
It's like the Netflix fucking, yeah, whoa.
That first one, they calculate, you know, it's like something like 9 minutes on screen.
Of Godzilla.
Of Godzilla, but there's a ton of, is he behind the building? What's that noise? We're in the subway.
There's so many people that are like, fuck humans, just give me a Godzilla movie. Yeah. Like, that's all we want to see is the fighting of the Godzilla. Like, why do you have to make it like about humans? Like, we don't give a shit about the storyline.
Their heart is not the heart I'm worried about.
We're only fucking getting, like, you know, the 10 minutes of Godzilla, and it's called fucking Godzilla. Are you going to see Pikachu in theaters?
No.
Why?
Oh.
You don't do anything.
Why? What?
Because
I'm not seeing the movie you want to see?
Yeah,
what, do you not want to go alone?
I don't know if Jersey will see that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and I will go alone. I don't mind. I was going to go alone to Shazam.
I'm going to John Wick. That's first and foremost, dude. Tactical god level boner.
Okay, yeah, I'll go see John Wick.
First?
Yeah.
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 My gosh.
So bummed Hellboy's out. Dude, like, I remember like looking at that and I was like, Valley View, that is a far ride for me.
And
movie.
You
that
tried
got...
so hard. He was like, dude, it's not that big. And now like, that it's I'll pay for your ticket.
6:30 if you drive.
Wow.
6:30 PM And Game of Thrones was starting at fucking 9, and we had to drive 40 minutes to the theater.
We would have been 45 minutes late coming home, probably. Yeah,
but Hellboy, bro. Yep. You were pumped on that. You're like, dude, this looks so tight. And then it came out, and you're like, I don't give a fuck.
I was like, there's just a lot I can wait for. Yeah. I'm a patient man.
All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections, Tone. Return to Swamp Thing. I watched that. Mm. Heather Locklear. Dude, do you have Vudu?
Yeah.
It's free on Vudu with ads.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend you watch
Why?
It. 1989 gold.
Campiest thing ever.
It's super camp and super funny in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they stick really, like, they mentioned fucking so many storylines that were written by fucking, dickhole. The dude that did Watchmen, son of a bitch.
Frank Miller?
No, that's not him. It's the other big boy. His Swamp Thing, Alan Moore.
I thought Watchmen was written just by Frank.
No, Alan Moore wrote it. He was the one that ripped up the check when they were like, hey, we're making this movie. He was like, fuck yourself. He's like, I don't want you to do that. They're making that. Have you seen the trailer for the show?
Mm-mm.
Watchmen? Looks tight. It's on HBO.
That could be good.
Yeah. They show like three different Rorschachs. Like there's like an army of them or something
and
like
there's
that.
There's some show with Lobo coming out.
Supposedly. But there's a new Swamp Thing show on DC App, which I heard DC App isn't doing well. Did you hear about the DC App?
No.
You didn't even know about this?
No.
It's like $70 for a year, I think, or $75. And like they have like every single DC movie ever made, all the Batman cartoons, and then they added like a Robin show. Remember he's like, fuck Batman. At the end of the trailer?
Yeah,
That's for the DC app.
Well, it's out?
And then I think Lobo was coming. Wait. Yeah, Lobo's DC. So Lobo was coming to that. Swamp Thing's coming to that, but only like was supposed to be 13 episodes and like, oh, we're just doing 10. Oh, we're just gonna do this one season. It's like, what the fuck?
Wait, is it out though?
Lobo? I don't think so.
No, the DC network thing.
Been out for months.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you'd have that.
Fuck no. That's $70, dude. I don't know. Like, and I was like looking at the content, I was like, with Disney coming out, like, what the fuck's the point? Like, I might do like a month just to watch like the remastered animated series Batman, but other than that, I don't really need to, what, watch Batman Returns again?
I could get you a hot rip of that.
I already have them ripped, but they're in fucking 4:3 and, you know, 480p.
Yeah, 480p on our TVs.
Yeah, it's
fun.
It doesn't look good, man. Ripped movies in general, I have a really hard time watching.
Yeah.
Sometimes streaming shit looks bad.
Well, someone's like, dude, you can get a Chinese version of Endgame. And I was like, yeah, but like, I don't know if I want to watch that 480p cam.
Yeah, like, we were talking last night with the Fire and Josie was saying that she didn't want to go see Endgame in theaters because it's so long. And I was like, I would for sure go see that again.
Just bring a diaper, bro.
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm there. I can tell you when to pee. But in all honesty, I don't think there's moments that you can't. Like, everything matters in that movie. Everything that you see on screen. Like,
there are guides to when to pee.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
for someone like her,
I guess.
Not
if,
you.
If you don't. Yeah, because I was like, this is fucking.
Yeah, you're like, I shit my pants. Keep going.
Yeah, no, I had to pee 20 minutes into that movie. And I was like, not getting up.
20 minutes in.
Not getting up. Yeah, because there was fucking 19 trailers. So I was like, all right, the first hour's over.
Honestly, I'm like, why are there 14 fucking
films?
You
only saw two, though.
Oh, no, it was great.
Yeah.
Every other, like when I saw fucking, whatchamacallit? With Shazam. I was like, son of a bitch. Like,
dude. I mean, like, there's a Stranger Things trailer. I'm like, Netflix TV's on here now?
Like, this is killing me.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Anyways, Return of the Swamp Thing. Fucking awesome. Like I said, on Vudu.
Back to where we started.
Yeah, I give it like an 8.
Okay.
I would definitely watch it again. It is so fucking dumb and weird and stupid and just great. And there's a lot of like Swamp Thing fighting fucking different alien shit, weird monster people. And like,
of
I'm in.
In suits.
And like, he's always giving like kids thumbs up and like winking at him. Like, it feels almost like Ash. Like, it's so tight. I don't know, dude. I love bad movies, I guess.
All right. Yeah, dude, you're into that trauma shit.
Kind of, yeah. Like, a part of me is just like, take me on a journey, man. I don't care where the fuck we go.
Hey, what's it called? Oh, God.
That one trippy ass movie you made me watch, like that's like when like something clicked in my brain. I was like, I just like weird dumb shit now.
Oh yeah, Holy Mountain.
Holy Mountain. Good Lord. I was just like, who knows what they're really trying to say, but like they just literally took the phrase "turned shit into gold."
Yeah.
And what you watched it on screen, some dude poop out into a tube and then goes into something else and gets glitter on it. Yeah. What the fuck?
Have you ever seen I think it's called like The Dark Crystal or something like that?
Oh, I've passed it so many times, and I'm pretty sure I have seen it. It's like the
like
Muppets
little
and shit.
Elf people, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why? That's on, like, Netflix.
Dude.
Probably love that, dude.
Dark Crystal. Yeah, 1982. It's Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have seen this as a kid, but I could not fucking tell you.
You'd probably also like Legend a lot.
I've seen Legend.
With Tom Cruise?
Yeah, and the fucking awesome-looking devil.
Awesome devil with the fattest horns ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, you know they're remaking He-Man?
Okay.
I'm kind of
pumped.
What,
a live action?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember the old one?
Yeah, with fucking
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, yeah. And they go to fucking, like, you're on, what's the planet called? Eternia? Is that his, like, hometown?
And then, yeah.
And then you're like, dude, this is so sick. And then they're like, all right, now we're going to Earth, and it's going to be boring as fuck. Here's He-Man, like, just chilling. You're like, what? Dude, that movie is...
CGI Big Cat.
Rough. Dude, I cannot wait for a He-Man fucking movie.
Who's going to play He-Man?
Anybody.
No. Very specific.
Chris Hemsworth.
Gotta be a monster. The Rock is like the only big boy.
You don't think he plays Thor? He could definitely play
He-Man.
But
he's a small guy. Like, I feel like
But he's like pretty and he could do like the other fucking...
Nah, he would be the best.
Like Adam, whatever his name is. Adam Prince. I think that's the alter ego of He-Man.
Oh, what's he put on, a pair of glasses?
No, he gets a shirt and pants.
Yeah, shirt and pants will do it.
Yeah. That's how, yeah.
Fucking Clark Kent.
God, what is his
bitches.
Name? I can't remember. Adam Princeton? I don't know. But yeah, I highly recommend the Return to Swamp Thing.
Cool. All right. You heard it here. We're done with our movies we've seen, I guess.
You haven't seen
it. That took 44
anything?
Minutes.
What do you mean?
There's just so much chat.
Oh, no. It's
in my head, I was like, what are we on? Movie. Oh, the first movie.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. What we talked about? We jumped around, dude. Jump around. Jump around.
I watched a comedy special from Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah, he's a rough dude.
He's fucking hilarious.
There was this skit that he did, and it was...
he's incredible.
It was two babies dressed as the Twin Towers, and then you're like, here comes the airplane, like trying to feed them.
I mean...
That shit's fucking hard, dude. That's...
Dude, he's so fucking funny. It's ridiculous. There's
he's
a point where he's
fuck.
Like, he's like, I'm about to start talking about old people and abortion clinics, bro. So go home or don't. Here goes. Like, and then it, like, when someone goes like, oh, he's like, I fucking warned ya. Like, just, dude, so funny, man. His shit is raw. You can't watch that unless you're ready for some of the weirdest scenarios. Well, he acts like a serial killer, too. Like, he pretends he is a rapist or a killer or a pedophile.
His whole thing is, like, this super shock. So, like, he...
And he's no emotion.
Yeah, he definitely does have a very, like, cold-cut delivery.
Yeah, holds his mic like it's a fucking, like, the end of a carrot.
Yeah.
Like, barely in his hand. But I listened to him on the Joe Rogan podcast. Like, that is a persona for comedy. It's not, like, in real life he's, like...
Like that, yeah.
So, actually... Yeah. No, he's a very chill, normal dude. He's, like, on stage, that's my fucking act.
Yeah, remember when him and fucking... oh, God, what's the other famous female comedian... That's in the I Feel Pretty.
Schumer?
Yeah, remember when they were a couple? Like the most vile people on earth.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking each other.
And then he was like, get out.
Could you imagine the kid that would have came out of that relationship?
Oh, just been a, like, I don't know, chunk of coal?
Yeah, something. Yeah, just squeezed. Brittle.
I mean, I give that like 9 out of 10. It's fucking great. Like Deep Impact's, it's high on the list because for certain comedy specials, sometimes I'm into it 35 minutes, and then, like, the last 15, I'm like, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one I was like, this is You get so enjoyable.
Yeah, like you're not like, damn, like, because it is kind of hard to sit down and watch a comedy special nowadays because like there's so much other shit that is visually so much more stunning than a dude on a stage.
Oh, and the special's called Fire in the Maternity Ward.
Wow. Nice. Happy Mother's Day.
I forgot it was. Let me see.
A New Hope.
What's which, that?
I was really bummed about
the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's small franchise. Really bummed that they took Rogue One off Netflix because really pumped to do that again, watch Rogue One, then watch New Hope because it is one of the coolest experiences, but they didn't have it and it's like $12 on Vudu. So I was like, later.
Yep.
Buy that shit at fucking.
You could rent it at Family Video. It's not that hard. Get a pizza and then a free rental.
I want to own it, dude. I want to own it. But then again, Disney app's coming out, so you don't really need to own any Star Wars or Marvel movies ever again. Just pay $6
guys. And don't even go to the store.
Pay $6. It, same thing with Disney movies. Like they vaulted them for so long. They're like, now here's all of them. Give us all your money. And you're like,
want to see Fantasia? There you go.
Ooh, Fantasia's a rough one. It's not bad. It's not good though. You know?
No, it's a weird one.
I'm excited for a fucking like Aladdin.
Oh
yeah,
dude. I've been
wrong because those guys were swords.
He beat the Galloping Hoods, dude. I love the music in that film.
Yeah, I know. You sing it all the time. Yeah, you got it.
I do sing it a lot.
I know.
Whatever.
Living together.
I don't sing it around you because you don't know it, but I sing Moana a lot, too.
I know Moana front and back. I've seen it like three times. I love that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. I have the
I have
the soundtrack on my phone.
So good.
Yeah. You're welcome. I have that song with fucking. The crab one is awesome too.
Yeah.
That's so sick. And that's the dude from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jermaine.
Yeah. He was awesome in it.
Yeah. God, good movies.
That movie's fucking way tight.
We're really. Oh, man.
Did you see Coco? No, we're talking about these movies.
Sad one?
Dude, no, it's awesome though. It's way good. Yeah, it's way sad, of course. Kidding me? It's a Pixar movie. Or DreamWorks, one of the two.
I don't know. Yeah, I know Moana, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Moana, dude, the fucking fight between the giant fucking lava monster. Yeah. I was like, this is sick.
Look at that. Dude.
But yeah, Coco's really good. I highly recommend it. Not like it's not sad on the level of like when you watched In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Like you're like, what the fuck. Anyways, back to A New Hope. So yeah, loved it, obviously.
Heard of it.
And it's really neat now watching like the first three Star Wars, then you go to Solo, then you can go to Rogue One if you had access to it. Yep. I didn't. And then to go into the other three movies, because you kind of, it's weird because we saw those first, you know?
Yeah.
Now you can actually watch them chronologically, and it's actually kind of awesome. I felt like revisiting Solo and then seeing A New Hope, it really made a lot of sense for everything they did for Solo to get to that character.
Yeah, people are just bitchy. They're just,
have you seen
just
Solo
bitchy.
Since it came to Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it once.
Did you like it more, second viewing?
It's a good put on the TV. Like, there's certain things I love about it. There's certain things that I'm like,
Yeah.
There's characters that I'm like, why? And there's characters I understand I was going, why? Because they rewrote them at the last minute.
Are you talking about the
bad guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, God,
do you know who's supposed to be the original bad guy?
Someone cooler.
Yeah, Omar from fucking The Wire.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God, that would have been tight.
Way cooler. And like Woody Harrelson, love him to death, didn't think as much of him in this film.
What do you think is going to happen if he actually ends up playing Carnage?
What do you mean? Isn't that he's in a clip as the dude?
Yeah, I'm saying, what if they actually make that movie, though?
Oh, if that actually happens?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be good.
I mean, he shouldn't be in that form for very long.
And hopefully he's
he
not.
He should be
that
in Carnage form.
That red wig looked fucking awful.
Yes.
That, it was weird. I was like, how did they not spend a couple bucks making that look good?
Mm-hmm. No, I was like, we got to get him into the red Carnage body quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look at that too much. That's a clown costume.
Him and Venom fighting, though, would look so sick.
Oh, yeah,
hopefully
dude.
They don't do it at night. Sorry,
dude,
is that your foot?
People in their fucking night fights, man. From Game of Thrones to, like, any action CGI movie that's, like, it's cheaper in the dark, less shadows.
It's just way easier to fucking, like, fudge the shit.
But I get so excited. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you see an outdoor lit scene of CGI and it works, it's the most beautiful thing ever.
I mean, if you think about, like, Avengers.
Yeah. Or, like
Endgame.
King Kong, Jurassic Park. Like, when they have outdoor lit scenes and they're good, you're like, oh.
And Infinity War, like when they're all running, like the Wakanda battle, like you're like, dude, this is so much CGI in the brightest of days.
Yeah, there was I really liked the, Skull Island Kong.
Yeah, that was mostly in the day, too.
Mostly in the day. And I was like, holy fuck, balls. Like, he's just walking across mountains and, like, coming up to this dude in the daylight.
I legit almost had a panic attack during that helicopter scene in that theater. I felt my chest was getting tight. I got way too stoned before it. And it was just moving so much, the screen. Yeah. And I was like,
oh, yeah, when he throws the trees through the.
Well, like that whole when they're flying through the fucking lightning storm clouds and everything's all fucked up, and then more fucked up shit happens right after that.
It cools off then.
Yeah, and then like trees come at them, and yeah, all that bullshit. Like that, man, that really fucked me up. I did not like how I felt during that moment, but I've rewatched it and I'm okay, you know.
But yeah, no, it would be good if it's done right, but who knows, because Tom Hardy was the only good part of Venom.
That's very true. Everything else is good. I can't remember who I was talking to. I was like, if anyone else played Venom, it wouldn't have been that good.
No.
Like, he made that role.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you had, like, someone like Eric Forman in the Venom role that Venom?
They would never. That's so strange to me still that Sam Raimi gave him that. They're like, yep, Topher Grace, you got it, dude.
You got it. Hey, you're going to be a jealous kid, and then you're going to turn into a fucking demon. Does that sound good? Yeah. Oh, you're just going to be bitchy the whole time.
But a small version of Venom, too. It didn't look good.
Little baby Venom.
Speaking of Venom, I beat Spider-Man, bro.
Hey, congrats, dude.
Dude, that game is a blast.
Celebrate the small things, you know?
I highly recommend a playthrough.
Fiff, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give it to me.
Flip, flip. It's not mine.
It's not yours?
No.
Whose is it?
Some kid that quit Pizza Hut.
What the fuck, man? I thought you had that.
No, I've just had it for like a month and a half.
Oh.
He beat it like six times, and I was like, can I play that? He's like, yeah, sure. I might buy the DLC now.
That's really weird. For some reason, I thought you had it.
That's why I wanted a PlayStation, was that game. And then it came out, and I was like,
that and God of War, right?
D2, and then you bought God of War.
Yeah.
Skip that one.
Dodge those bullets.
Yeah. My friend's like, yeah, I'll be borrowing
both dope games, though.
Shadow of the Colossus soon, too.
Oh, you monster.
I remember I was like, dude, I think I might get the fucking the super version or whatever, the deluxe version. And Tony comes home, he's like, I got the deluxe version. And I was like, I'm not buying this game.
Not worth it.
I know, but I was like, I'm not buying this game if Tony owns it.
Yeah.
Live in the same goddamn house.
Yeah.
I don't need to collect that shit. Oh, look, guys, look at all my cool games on the wall. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to pick a few games from your cabinet before I leave today.
Yeah, what, Mortal Kombat?
I was like, what do you
Xbox
got?
One? Yeah, you want to play some Battlefront 2, bro? I got all the good ones.
I got the...
Any Call of Duties you need? We got World War II. Dude, that story was tight, though.
I wish I had Titanfall 2 still.
Why?
I miss that game. It's great multiplayer. Mm. Great multiplayer.
I watched The Cell.
Oh, did you?
The Cell.
Well, Vince Danoff.
Yeah.
It's on my list of things to watch.
The Cell 2 is on there, so I figure I'll bump them both.
Barrel into the one that has nothing to do with the first. You know, it's about a girl who's a psychic in the second one.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can psychically go into minds of other...
Serial killers.
Instead of doing
Stop ruining it for me, dude.
Oh,
spoilers.
It's in the fucking thing.
I know. Wait, yeah. Have you seen it?
No, but that's all I know about it. It's
so
in the paragraph.
Let's both watch it this week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have other better options.
Cell 2, you're already going to watch. I mean, Cell 1, you're already going to watch.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's way good. It holds up like crazy. Yeah. Josie was like, this is fucked up. I don't think she's ever seen it.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. She was like, this is fucking weird. I was like, dude, the shots in this movie are mind-blowingly
good. That's unreal.
If you were like, oh, fuck, Jennifer Lopez, I'm not watching that movie. What? She's good in it. Like,
she's fine.
Yeah, she's good, not great, but like, it's such a good flick.
Yeah.
It's
Same
so
with Vince
fun.
Vaughn. Fine.
Vince Vaughn, he's actually pretty good in it.
But
for his serious role.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
He
just
kills it. Dude, Josie was like, that's not him. I was like, that's fucking him, dude.
Yeah.
She was like, even like before he went into like the God version of himself, like she was like, that can't be him.
Mm-hmm. Like when he's hanging himself.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's like, this is, yeah, he's just coming on that dead girl.
Oh.
I hate that scene. That makes my back hurt every fucking time. 9, though. Cell's great.
Yeah. I watched Olympus Has Fallen with Gerard Butler.
The fuck's that on?
Listen, it's on Netflix. And everyone talks shit about these.
Yeah, I think Josie was watching.
There's
the
London
day.
Has Fallen and Olympus Has Fallen. Uh-huh. Olympus was first.
It was in Washington or D.C. or
the,
LA,
that's the only two.
New York.
What? No, what?
Just naming cities.
San Andreas? I don't know.
Akron is fallen. Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen is about the White House being taken over by terrorists.
Jamie Foxx is the president?
No. Two-Face is the president.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, my God.
Aaron Eckhart?
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones was fucking Two-Face,
though.
Though.
I'm like, yeah, that's the one I'm pointing towards to get it out of you. Stupid ass. you know, the guy who played Robin, and you're like, you name the one from like the 1964.
Chris O'Donnell? Oh, not that one. Okay. Oh, God, what is that dude's name? Fuck, I know it too. Damn it. I don't know.
Dude.
Can't remember.
Olympus Has Fallen, first off, you don't even think this when you... Why do you say, oh, geez, as if you've already made opinions about a film you've never seen, you fucking heretic.
Okay, I'm not a heretic.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think you know what
you
that
goddamn
means.
Goddamn fucking Judas.
Wow.
All right, focus.
Yep.
It's rated R. Did you know that?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, I
saw
did.
Your eyes lean to the left. You went, yeah.
No, they did not. You're crazy.
Almost popped out of the socket with that lie. Rated R, totally violent, sweet and tactical, and it's a cool... The whole first half of the movie is them invading the White House and, like, how they stop.
Sweet and tactical.
I hate you. I hate you. You know what I mean? That it's, like, good and realistic. It's like not over the top. People aren't jumping out of the way of missiles and
it's
shit.
It's like what your dad would write on your birthday card when you're, like, 8. Thanks for being sweet and tactical.
He knows
sport.
I'm not tactical.
Trying to make you feel better. This kid loves being tactical, just as can't.
Got you that sweet camo vest that almost fits.
Yeah. That's the biggest they had, son.
God. Military issue is just not your size. Oh, my God. All right. Well,
what do you give it?
7.5
so
out
I
of
should
10.
Watch this, huh?
It's fun. And the bad
stop
guy...
Stop getting so defensive,
it's
you
fun.
Bitch.
No, I think that
it's
you,
fun.
I think that you would think little of it.
Why?
Because of the fact that it's called Olympus Has Fallen, it's got Gerard Butler on the front with like a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, I know. I've seen. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've seen the box.
Yeah,
the box bad. Doesn't do it justice. Bad.
Who's the one where Jamie Foxx was the president?
That one is and with Channing Tatum, and it's called something else. It's called like White House Down.
That's it. That's yep, when I.
That's
yeah.
PG-13.
But see, so they're the same movies.
Essentially, yeah, they came out within like 2 years of each other, and they're the same premise.
It's that same like Armageddon, Deep Impact.
It's almost like Illusionist volcano. Prestige. This is the Prestige of those two.
Oh,
in my opinion.
What do you like better, Armageddon or Deep Impact?
Dude, that's a tough one. A Deep Impact.
Deep Impact.
I think Deep Impact hits my heart 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah, the baby, mm-hmm. the girl with her asshole dad,
yeah.
and the pictures on the beach, all that stuff. That's sad shit. That's hard shit. And I think the crew was a little more like a real crew, not a bunch of fucking lunatics.
Yeah,
oil rig drillers, dickhead.
We're gonna blow this motherfucker up.
Let's ride the nukes.
Yeah.
There's a machine gun on my fucking truck.
I'm going nuts.
Why is there a machine gun on my fucking truck?
Yeah,
we'll get out of this spaceship.
Yeah, because Michael Bay. That's why.
Not tactical. It's not a tactical fucking movie. That movie was the opposite of what I enjoy.
Maybe there could have been fucking asteroid aliens.
No, when it came out. Don't get me wrong. The kid I was at that time was like, wow,
Armageddon.
Such a spectacle.
Yeah, for sure.
Now I look back and I go, Deep Impact had much more to offer as a film.
Wasn't he saying, I'm leaving on a jet plane to Liv Tyler?
Yeah, he's screaming it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, leaving on a jet plane. I thought that was Steve Buscemi when he's on the nuke.
That could be
he's
it.
He's like, leave it on a jet plane.
I don't know.
And they're like, get him the fuck off the nuke.
I just remember him going nuts, but I think fucking Affleck sings at the Liv Tyler. And it's fucking Harry's daughter.
Yeah, Harry like, Stamper, and
yeah.
he's got the little animal crackers on her tummy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was always like, good tummy there, Liv.
Yeah, that's why it was shot like that.
But it looks like a scene from Pearl Harbor.
Dante's Peak or Volcano. Two-Face is in Volcano.
Dante's Peak or Volcano?
Yeah, which one do you like better?
Ah.
We're just going, which one's the Prestige?
Son of a bitch. All right, I like Dante's Peak for a lot of reasons. Pierce Brosnan's pretty cool at doing his job in that movie.
He is
Linda
pretty cool.
Hamilton's kind of a piece of shit in that movie. A
little bit.
Acid Lake with the dead fish is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Melting the tires off your fucking truck, but not melting the bodies inside of it. Kind of weird.
Definitely.
That being said... Fucking Volcano has that badass, like, battering ram that they make out of, like, stuff to stop the lava movement.
Yeah.
Then they drop a building on it. Let's drop Cedar Sinai on it.
Do you remember
okay.
the train conductor jumping out into the lava and slowly...
Ah! Yeah. And throws a corpse? Like,
yeah.
Throws.
I like, and, like, that's how he was, like, save it. Somehow he was a hero. I can't
he's
remember.
A, he's a big dude. He was, the bad guy in Zodiac. He played like the killer in Zodiac.
Okay.
The balding dude.
Yeah.
Real tall. He was grabbing someone off the tracks and like
that's
trying
right.
to like lift them up, and then the lava was coming and he's like, ah!
Yeah, and he slowly starts melting. Now fucking
hurls her corpse across the tracks and like hits her head on the rail and stuff.
Yeah, you like catch on fire way before that.
He was screaming all the way up to like his throat.
Rough.
He melted into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it was just like a slow, like him just like like an elevator.
Ow, ow.
Yeah, fuck, this is awful.
Ow, it's really hot.
I am going to be aware of this for a long time now.
The closeness to lava that these people get is unreal.
Yeah. It'd be like popping your tires from like what, like 5 feet away or something?
Yeah, 5-10 feet away. The residual heat would just be burning your skin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, ooh, careful.
Yeah.
I almost touched it.
Inside of the earth.
Oh, I don't know. Those two, in terms of which one's the prestige of those two?
Yeah, I don't really know either. They're kind of both.
Dante's Peak, I've probably watched more.
Yeah, I think I have too. I liked Pierce Brosnan a lot at that time.
Yeah.
Loved James Bond.
And now, what one fights with the movie The Core? Is there anything?
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
With Brandon Fraser?
Yeah, I think those came out like similarly. Around the same time.
I'd have to pick The Core, dude.
The Core, I have 2003. Aaron Eckhart is in that, too.
Yeah, he is.
Forgot about that.
Is the Tucci in it? I think. No, it's another nerd plays the nerd.
Well, the nerd that goes crazy.
Yeah, and writes his little diaries and does his voice diaries the whole time.
Well, what Brazelton.
Yeah.
That was the guy that made it. And
that's the black dude who created the engine.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it fucking Bruce Greenwood?
He was a nerd. I don't know, but it wasn't
Commander.
Tucci.
Yeah, it wasn't Tucci. Anyways.
Okay. We're off.
Yeah,
we're way off
what
kilt.
What else did you see? What's happening? Who are you?
I watched mid-90s.
Oh, what'd you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
It
did you like the 4-3?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was cool. It felt like a skate video.
Yeah. It was a great, like, period piece. Like, it felt like the 90s. It was really kind of depressing, and I was really worried that kids were going to die a lot, like, in it. The whole time, I was kind of worried.
Dude.
Like, these kids, they're in for it. When's the crackhead going to take one of them or, like, crack their skull on the side of a bus?
Did you see that ending coming?
No, not really.
That fucking sucked. Yeah. That was rough. It's a neat movie because it's not, like, there's not, like, beats that happen. It's just, like, a whole day spent with, like a whole, like, little time spent with this kid kind of growing up.
Yeah, and you're like, this is wild.
Yeah, it's just, it felt more like a documentation of what kids did.
Yeah.
And, like, there is, like, kind of a storyline, but not really.
No.
But, yeah, Jonah Hill, I thought, did a great job.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, 8.5.
Nice.
Yeah.
I started watching the show called Colony.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. Not watched it, but I know what it is.
Okay, yeah. If you got fucking Sawyer from Lost,
mm-hmm.
That's fun.
That is fun. What do you think of it? You're looking at me like I'm going to give you my opinion.
No, I wasn't. I was just waiting for you to fucking shut up. You know,
hurry it up.
I like it. It's cool. I dig it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here.
Well, it's okay. So it's about like the occupation is like the government, and then
sick.
Like, and then there's like the hosts that have come down from another planet or something.
Oh.
And that's what you're assuming. I'm on episode like 4 or 5 and they still haven't said what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a fucking revolt happening as well. Like there's these people that don't want the occupation to control the people because the occupation's kind of in cahoots with the hosts who you haven't met. And they send bad people up to the factory where I'm assuming that they is either the ship and they do tests on them.
Yeah,
just a lot of fucking probing action going on. Or it's where they create all the drones that they have in the walls. There's like a wall built around the city. There's like a green zone with all the rich people that live there and shit like that. And then
is it a good budget?
Yeah, decent for sure. But then there's like the revolution led by Geronimo. And like basically Sawyer is like a dude that just works on cars. They find out that he's ex-FBI and military and shit like that because he went to the green zone trying to look for his son.
Mm-hmm.
Got lost when it happened. And they are like, okay, well, now that you got caught trying to do this, we could send you to the factory or you can work for us. So he has to work for the occupation. At the end of the first episode, you find out that his wife is like, yo, I got an in. And like it turns to the person and she's part of the like revolution. So the people that the FBI is going after, Geronimo, she's working with.
Was it like rated R?
What, the show?
Yeah, just like HBO something? Or
no, it's not HBO.
Like FXX? Like...
I think FX.
Okay.
I think
FXX can take some hard...
What the fuck is FXX?
That's like their like...
Sister channel?
Yeah, their sister's studio. It's a little more hardcore.
Okay.
Extra X's. Eventually, there'll be FXXX, and it's just Pornhub.
Yep.
Fuck
Dick
XXX.
Badges. Oh, but I give it so far like 9. Yeah. It's holding my attention, definitely. And it's only like 42-minute episodes because it's on regular
TV.
Wow. Well, it's on regular TV, so it's not 60 minutes.
120 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, or 60. Like, fucking, like, you look at Altered Carbon, and I mean, like, you're jamming that for 56 minutes.
Fuck yeah, I am, dude.
Same thing with fucking Daredevil and shit like that. So the 43, and since it's a weekly show, shit happens, like, at the end
feels
of each one.
Quicker, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And that's easier to pick up and set down, too, which I like.
I like it.
What else? Right.
I also saw this fucked up documentary called Freeload.
Mm.
Man, oh man, dude. Kind of knew what it was about. I saw that it was about fucking kids who ride rails and shit. Like these sort of fucking, like, I don't
transient,
know.
Transient?
Transient, okay. Like, gnarly kids. That
I
are
know
like,
if you meant they were, like,
oh,
fucking skating, dude.
No, not those
rail.
Rails. Yeah. It's called Freeload. No, it's more about the kids that are like, I'm just going to leave my entire way of life and live on trains and in alleys and shit. And
yeah.
These and? Kids are like 21 talking about like, I'll be dead by 25. Like, I drink a bottle a day. I'm sick as fuck with I don't know what. And like, you know, it hurts when I pee. Like, my eyes are always fucking like crusted over. Like, I can't sleep. I can't fucking walk.
What?
I'm just going to be dead. This way of life is just going to take me pretty quick. I'm like, word. And then his friend's like, I'm 32, dude. It's been a good life. Like, I'll probably be dead in like 5 years. I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, and then there's shots to where they're like, oh, I'm going to go back home to my alcoholic dad and like try to get like $40 off him. Maybe try to work a job for a week and get like $100 to fucking like bounce back out. Wow. It's wild. Like, just like weird garbage people that are like, they're punk, but they're not. They have no, like, skill or application that they can help the world. Like, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
But they feel like they're these, like, gnarly sort of, like, fringe monster-like people that are cooler than you. Like,
that's super weird.
Yeah, they're like, dude, like, yeah, I fucking shit in a hole next to my fucking, like, next to myself because I'm on a train car for 4 days. Like, you guys don't live, bro. I've seen most of this country. And they have dogs and shit with them. It's wild.
That is the strange thing. You see a lot of homeless people with like, yep, just
I'm
my
like,
boy.
I'm like, you better feed that thing first. And like, dude, they're grabbing these dogs and like by their fucking mange and like throwing them off trains and shit.
Why?
To get off the train. Like, hey, we're time to get off there, Scruffy. And fucking hurls him off and then jumps off himself. And he's like, ah, twisted my ankle. That's probably going to have to be amputated. Like, what are you talking about, you pirates? You weird creep? Like, let the dog be free. And he's like, this dog's seen more than most of you fucking squares.
Wow, dude. So what do you give it?
Like, what it showed me was horrifying. I would never want to ever be... It's one of the worst, like, displays of, like, a life that I could think of.
Yeah.
But in terms of what it did for me from a film perspective, it was, like, an 8. It was pretty intense.
Freeload,
yeah.
Netflix?
I forget.
Netflix or Hulu?
Probably. Yeah, Netflix or Hulu.
Netflix
or Hulu.
What else you see? I'm out of things.
Inferno. Inferno is the third Da Vinci Code.
Seen it.
Ben Foster is the bad guy in this.
I've seen it.
Okay. Let me just say, I know that Ben Foster is my boy.
Yeah.
And I'm all about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this from a, what is that called? Where I'm taking myself out of the equation.
Clinical, I guess you could
say.
Yeah,
I have a clinical analysis of his character's motives.
Okay.
He is the hero of the fucking movie.
Well, it's the same fucking premise.
It's Thanos,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's Infinity War.
I was rooting for him the whole time.
It was Infinity War, yeah.
I was so like, Langdon, calm down. Just think about what he's saying.
It was wild. I remember when I saw Infinity War, I was like, damn, this is fucking Inferno. Yeah, like, because yeah. I saw Inferno first, I was like, dude, this is exactly what Inferno was.
It's wild. Like, Inferno is, his same policy is like, our natural resources are dying. We have no solution. It's overpopulation.
Yeah, instead of him snapping, he's just like, I'm going to unleash this fucking plague.
Yeah.
Was it a plague, right?
Yeah, it was like an
bioweapon,
airborne plague.
Yeah. What was it called? Was it called Inferno?
It was called the Inferno virus. And like, it was meant to kill or infect like 90% of humans with a 60% death rate.
Yeah.
So if you didn't die, you saw horrors. Yep. And there was 10% that were still going to remain healthy to like help rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I don't plan to survive this. There's no escape for me. This is all because I want this planet to continue.
Yeah.
Let me help this planet. And you know, they just, you know, they're fucking with his plans and stuff. I like, the movie was kind of horrible, but
it is not
he was wonderful. I give it like a 5 out of 10, but
yeah.
Deep Impact's, but
I'd probably watch it again in like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it like probably 2 years ago or a year ago. I think I watched like all of them in a row. Yeah. Da Vinci, Angels and Demons, and then Inferno, and like, yeah, they're not bad movies, but they're not like good.
I think I prefer the National Treasures.
For
back
sure.
Back to back, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Definitely. Way more fun.
Da Vinci Code is tight, though.
The first one's the strongest by far. That's all I've seen. All
right, cool. Let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched California. So I've been really excited to just get your take on this.
What's that that he does? Like that fucking weird, like fucking.
He snorts sometimes, too.
Brad Pitt is a. What'd you call him? Just fucking like. Kind of like a redneck hillbilly. Yeah.
From like Tennessee.
Yeah. Real inbred sound, like real southern, like just like, hey, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Like, come back here. Whatever the fuck he does.
Yeah.
Juliette Lewis.
Wow. there's something special about this performance. She is. You know what I'm saying?
She's playing with not the full deck of cards on this performance.
She had all the cards, and she just, dude.
She wasn't Rain Man.
She fucking, way lower. She fucking shot the moon with this. It was great.
She's this, like, she's like a mythical creature in this film.
Kind
of. She's just like, look at the stars, let's play.
She's a fucking, like, a space cadet, if you could ever say the term.
In terms of, like, the innocent and in possibly, the film, it's her.
Oh, for sure. She has, like, the mind of a fifth grader.
Yeah. And like... She gets glimpses of like what the real world's happening around her, like what's going on in her life.
She kind
of
can't deal with it.
No, it freaks her out. It scares her the way like a fifth grader would handle like a car crash. Like,
what'd you think of David Duchovny?
Oh, the Duchovny did a haircut first off,
dude. That flat top was
that was a hard flat top. Mm-hmm. That was a tall motherfucker.
I know, dude. Like, I was like, that's a lot.
They're
of
like, you want to go with the 3-inch?
A lot
He's
of
like,
hairspray.
Make it 4.
Yeah, I'm fucking. Older bitch.
Very dated looking, but then again, so is True Romance. Like, doesn't matter
to
me.
True Romance is fantastic. Yeah. California isn't bad at all. It's not great.
It's
by any
not
means.
Great by any means. It's very, like you could read it in the cover of a fucking serial killer novel, but everything he says in the film.
The performances of Brad Pitt and David Duchovny and Juliette Lewis just is like this perfect little... car crash that you just can't stop watching. I loved it.
I didn't want to watch it all. I was like, I'll get the gist and it'll be over. Like, I know what happens at the end because I had seen it.
Did you watch it all?
I did watch it all.
Good.
And I was like, I mean, Brad Pitt's trying something. He's really trying,
dude. I just love that they were like committed to that performance.
And he was
both
like, I'm gonna have fucking tics. I'm gonna have all these weird things I say, like random like racism thrown in there for one moment, then like sweetness the next, like just crazy.
What do you give it?
Like a 6.5,
dude. That is, I was like, I think Tony's gonna watch this and actually be like, you know what, I don't mind it, and I'd probably watch it again.
Not
down
horrible
the line.
Because it's also in the vein of things I listen to serial killer podcasts almost every day.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so
a lot.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's two. There's two that I listen to. So yeah, like that.
They come out daily.
Is almost,
or are you catching
well, I'm
up?
Catching up. Yeah. Yeah, nearly daily I hear something about some sort of killing or a serial killer or a true crime of some sort. So
that's crazy.
This was kind of fun to see a 90s
version of,
a writer that's interested in crime.
We just
murder.
Watched Copycat not too long ago, and it was kind of like the same, not the same feel, obviously, but like it's like,
it's
here
like
are all
an
these serial,
innocent vibe.
Yeah, here are all these serial killers. We're going to go take pictures of them. David Cummings going to write this book, and then it turns out, oh, shit, I'm with a serial killer.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Very... very fun, like the first time I was like, ooh,
but it felt more like a spree, because he didn't have like any type of spree killer instead of a serial killer, because he didn't really have motive to kill. He didn't really seem like he got fun or enjoyment out of it. He just did it to like, I need that dude's money. I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah. And he doesn't pan back to his history. He never tells him how many he killed.
Nah.
Like, there's no closure in terms of him as a serial killer. Like,
because he's not really a serial killer. He's more so like, there's no ritual.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, he's just okay with killing people.
Yeah.
Like, he just has, like, not kind of any remorse. How many people you see me kill? None. Then that's how many I killed.
That's how many.
And you're like, whoa, that's fucked up. And then, like, the fucking nuke bomb at the end.
Yeah.
The house, the little the fake town. That was tight, dude.
He has
the two fucking, like, mannequins ass-fucking each other.
Yeah.
And, like, she's just, like, chained up. You're like, this is fucked.
I like when he's, like, critiquing her art and cuts a hole in the one piece. He's like,
yeah, sticks his tongue through it. Yeah. He's like,
like,
dog,
it
shit, dog shit.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Done it.
Yeah, I give it, like, a 7 Deep Impacts. I found it to be enjoyable.
I mean,
his performance is fucking just
if
fantastic.
If you
want
to see something you've never seen Brad Pitt do.
Yeah.
Watch that movie.
Like, when you look at Inglourious Basterds,
yeah,
and you're like, God damn, like, and I want my scalps. He's doing something there. Same thing with Fury, too.
He's going for
like,
it.
Like, he's going for it. Dude, Fury is so tight. So is Inglourious Basterds. But,
Fury's...
That's why I like seeing him. He was young, too, at this point in time. But he, yeah, like, went for it, man. Like, he's, like, actually, like, it feels like an, like, acting.
Yeah.
Same with Julia Lewis. Wow.
Yeah, Julia Lewis is...
She was, like...
She's wonderful.
She was, like, Gilbert Grape style.
Yeah.
But not her role. Like...
Yeah.
Leonardo's.
Yeah.
Like, that's how she kind of feels.
Very powerful. Like, I'm like, oh, man, the innocence is... I gotta keep an eye on her. Uh-oh.
Dude,
this
fucking...
is scary.
Leonardo DiCaprio... What's he in Gilbert Grape? So good. All right, so let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Between Worlds, starring the boy, Nicolas Cage. How did you feel about this one? Because I started watching it before, and it was another one of those things of, like, the first 10 minutes of that movie is amazing.
Yeah.
The rest of it, wow, did not pay off.
It took a big plunge off a cliff.
It, like, you're like, this is what we're doing now?
I was honestly like... Wait.
My favorite line, hands down, that I've seen this year was fucking, do you have kids? He's like, yeah, I got a wife and a daughter, and shows a picture and he goes, oops, they're dead. And she's like, that's wrong.
Oops, they're dead.
Dude, he says it just, oh, it is fucking amazing. And it comes out of nowhere, completely unprovoked. And he's like, by the way, what was up with you getting choked in that bathroom?
Oh, my God.
Oops, they're dead.
Now.
I loved it. Nick Cage in this was fucking awesome.
He was such a... I don't know, like a fucking down-to-earth trucker.
Dude,
fucking, like, let me make myself comfy guy.
There's shots of him that, like, he doesn't look fat, and there's shots of him that he is, like, huge.
Yeah, he looks like he has a pillow.
I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck was happening during this? How long did this take?
It's wild.
Or, like, did they, like, hey, we need to reshoot half this movie? And he's like, fuck, I weigh a lot less than I did when we first shot it, or I weigh a lot more.
It's a really weird, like, third act... throws the weirdest curveball right in the eye. I'm like, ow.
Okay,
so calm down.
We can go into this a little bit. So Nick Cage walks in on a girl getting choked out in a bathroom at a truck stop and beats up the guy, finds out that she had a near-death experience due to water and almost drowned and was able to have an out-of-body experience, and she saw the lost souls that haunt the earth. So her daughter gets in a motorcycle crash and goes into a coma. And she's trying to find her to get her back to her body or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
And then it happens again at the hospital, and Nick Cage chokes her out, and then his wife ends up going into the body.
Yeah, so, he does that to her, like, the spirit that knows Nick Cage sees an opportunity and, like, jumps into the body, of the daughter.
And so this
mom thinks it's her daughter.
Yeah, and Nick Cage is fucking the mom. And then it turns out that the daughter is his wife. And then so he ends up fucking the daughter.
Nick Cage's dead wife, yeah. And he's like, you don't understand, honey. This is my wife and your daughter.
Dude, this movie...
And I'm fucking my wife, not your daughter.
Was so batshit. She's like, you're gross. I can't even look at you. And she finds him fucking, like... I was like, this is wild.
And the wife becomes like... You realize the wife is also, like, not... healthy. It's not a happy thing. It's more of like a what's going on with this wife now. Like,
well, then she turns out to be like the villain of the movie.
Yeah,
and
to
then
where
Nick Cage,
she's like, go ahead,
ceremonially, like, lights himself on fire at the end, and it is fucking awesome.
I'm like, you almost took.
oh
my God!
It's Josie calling. I need to take Ripley out. We're almost done though.
Take you out.
Yeah,
to the back.
What
and
you
shoot you behind the shed for that?
What do you give it?
Like a 5 out of 10.
I give it like a 6.
Yeah.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that part.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week? We're doing Bruce Almighty for Testatonian what?
Dumb and Dumber?
No.
What? Biodome?
Not for Movie of the Week.
Oh, Movie of the Week? Extremely Wicked.
Okay, Extremely Wicked for Movie of the Week and Bruce Almighty for Testatonian. This should be fun, right?
Whatever you want, dude.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's, like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name... is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And then, great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.